Okay, today we're going to learn the Yesaidis of Bittul Barayv and Halacha Nachar Arayv and Rabbi Kufulai. We'll spend the day on the two klalim, both of which the Achrayim talk about here to explain Taisus. And besides trying to answer Taisus, hopefully we'll get klar some of these klalei hashas. In our sugya, the kasha was the levatal beruma. Taisus' kasha was that the one animal which jumped back into the eder, it's now one among many, and we have a cloud that min b'mino is batal b'raiv, that yavish b'yavish, things, separate things are batal b'raiv. And since it's batal b'raiv, what should be? The whole eder should be chayiv in ma'aser. Right, to appreciate the Reb Chaim and the Reb Shimon on this, you have to start with an Einig Yamtif. Reb Shimon brings the Einig Yamtif here in, this is all in Reb Shimon and Simon Zion. The Einig Yamtif he brings in Ois Beis. There's a Tshuvas Einig Yamtif, which is probably of all the Tshuvas in the Einig Yamtif, the most well known. It's in Or Chaim Simon Dalet. Einig Yamtif had the following shaila. There were chutei tzitzis, strings that were prepared to be made into tzitzis. As you know, chutei tzitzis have to be nitva l'shman, they have to be prepared l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. And someone had a lot of chutei tzitzis that were nitva l'shman, and one or two chutei tzitzis that were shalai l'shman. And the chutim that was shalai l'shman fell into the taruvis, they became mixed into a mixture of tzitzis that were lishman. So now the question is, what's the din of all these tzitzis? And let's say 100 strings that were prepared for tzitzis, they're still strings. They were prepared for tzitzis, 100 strings that were made lishman, and one that was shalai lishman. And the one that was shalai lishman fell into the 100 that were lishman. So now the question is, you have now the 101 strings of tzitzis. What's the halacha regarding the taruvis of tzitzis? Are they mutter, are they asr? Now, before anything, pashit, it's a simple case of bittul barayv. It's a simple case. The pashit pashat should be, it's simple. It's bittul barayv and everything is mutter. That's what would be the simple pshat. The same shaila could be with matzahs. If you have matzahs that have to be made lishman, and you have one matzah that was made shalai lishman, as mixed into a taruvis of a lot of matzahs that were lishman, so it'd be the same shaila. What is the din of the mixture? And again, pashit should be batal b'raiv. Could be today matzahs are so expensive that they're a davar chashuv and they're not batal. I don't know. But al kapanim, this is the shad. So the Einig Yamtif came along with a chiddush, known as the Einig Yamtif's chiddush, in defining bittul. And the Yamtif says, what is bittul? A normal case of bittul is something non-kosher, nevela, let's say, falls into basa that's kosher. A tray for chicken falls into kosher chicken. Bittul could be payel to remove something. Bittul, it removes a hagdara. If something is nevela, it falls into a mixture, it's nevela. It removes the status of nevela. Or treifa, removes the status of treifa. Anything in a taruvis that's bittul is only works to take off a chasara. Here, you have a string of tzitzis that's made shalai lishma, and it falls into 100 strings that are lishma. What is bittul going to have to do? Bittel is going to have to shtel zu a maila. It's going to have to add a new maila, a new status to the string that fell in. The Nigyantu says it doesn't work that way. Bittel cannot give a maila. Bittel, the whole concept of Bittel is to get rid of a chsarim. But Bittel can't shtel zu a new maila. What?
Get rid of this last one.
Shalai Lashma is not a status. Everything in the world is Shalai Lashma. Shalai Lashma is not a chsarin that happened to it. A normal string is Shalai Lashma. Lashma is a mila. Lashma is a status. Which mila is batal?
The
mila of Lashma is batal. The Shalai Lashma is the one chut. There's no mila of Shalai Lashma. Shalai Lashma just means a regular chut. It's an ordinary chut. Shalai Lashma doesn't happen to things. It doesn't become a Shalai Lashma. Everything in the world is created Shalai Lashma.
How is it Bottle out of Lashma?
What?
How is it
Bottle
out of Lashma?
But this foot is going to go into a baguette.
So what?
That baguette needs a Lashma.
Where
are you getting the Lashma from?
You don't have it. It's Bottle. Shalai Lashma is Bottle.
A Shalai Lashma can only be Batal if it gets a Maila of it being a Lashma. It has to become a Lashma. You can't. Nevela is Shkuta. Nevela is Chsarin. There's a lav of Nevela. That lav now falls off when it falls into things that don't have that Chsarin. Nevela is Chsarin that was created, that was given, the status that was given to it. It could come off. The question is not better or worse. The point is not better or worse.
By unveiling, you're not taking off. You're adding it. You're adding that
discussion. No, don't. If you're going to think better or worse, that's not the. The Yantav is not saying better or worse. The Yantav is saying there's a certain status that it got, a certain din that it got. That din that it got, a din nevela. That din nevela could disappear through bittel. That's what bittel is. Bittel is to get rid of something.
It has but the din of not being able to be used. And now it falls off, but it could be used when it's in bittel. Same thing by...
It didn't get a din, it can't be used. When you have a string that's Shalai Lashma, it didn't receive a din of it can't be used. It's the way everything, it's the way it was created. It's the way things are. It needs a Maila of Lashma. The Vela, the Pshat is that there's a lav, that this piece of meat now has a lav on it. That's a status. That matziv that it's in, the matziv could be bottled. It could be Mevatel or matziv. If something's a certain matziv, it could be Ois matziv.
Positive.
But it can't shtel tzua matziv. Doesn't need a positive kasher shchit. It just needs, it shouldn't be in the veil. You're allowed to eat things that are not geshachtim as long as they're not in the veil. It's not that it needs to be geshachtim. It's that it needs to be not in the veil. Torah didn't say, achoel shachut, shchait achoel. Torah said, don't eat in the veil.
And the Torah says you have to be a behemoth. So if the piece of meat is not a kosher animal, it has to make it into a kosher animal.
Because it has an isser on it. There's a certain isser on this meat.
I can't eat it. I can't forget about the isser.
The Torah says not to eat behemoth tamaya. It says both.
But
the Torah says don't eat behemoth tamaya. That means that not eating behemoth tamaya, the behemoth tamaya has a certain isser.
I understand
that. An isser could come off.
But besides the certain isser, I also need that milo that has to be hetter.
You don't need the milo of hetter. You don't have to eat hetter. You could go your whole life without eating hetter if you don't eat isser also.
And I don't have to wear tzitzis.
You do have to eat if you have dal confis. You have to eat tzitzis. You have to eat tzitzis. So if you don't, then you can put the. If you don't have dal confis, you can have the string that Shalai Lashma. It's only if you have dal confis that's a problem.
But if I eat meat, it has to be
if you eat meat, it's not allowed to be nevela. The Torah says don't eat nevela. The Torah didn't come along and say eat basa shchuta. It doesn't say that. Shchita is not even one of the Torah mitzvahs.
Just like if you do put on success to the Shema, if you do eat meat, it has to be nevela.
No. It memela has to be behemoth Torah because it can't be treif.
No, because there's treif and there's memela. There's something that's a behemoth mayo and I have to make that into behemoth Torah. How can I eat?
Can I ask you, when you eat fish, you say you're eating this fish is shkuta. Just by fish, there's a din. You don't have to shechut. I'm asking you, by fish. Fish don't need shkuta. Well, what changed from a fish to an animal? There's no pasha in nevela. That's all. There's a din of nevela by animals. There's no din of nevela by fish.
And make it into a cow.
behema tameh, you don't have to make it into a cow. You just have to make it as chazer. You're not mechuyev to eat cows. You're mechuyev to not eat chazer. So if you take off this chazer, you're mechuyev. If you have dal kafis, you're mechuyev to etzitzis. If you don't have dal kafis, you could use the string. I'm talking about a person who has dal kafis. You're talking about a person who's eating. A person who's eating is mechuyev to not eat behema tameh. He's not mitzvah to eat behema ksheira. If you're wearing dal kafis, you have to put on kosher tzitzis.
If you didn't realize this
The chiddush of lishma is not a chiddush that shaloi lishma is possible. It's a chiddush that you need a maila of lishma. Lishma is a maila that the strings need. If it needs a maila, it needs the maila. What? Well, the strings are. You're not allowed to wear. If you put these strings on a baguette, it's not yaitzim, it's a tzitzis. Because it's a suffix deraisa. If it's not bottle of life, it's a suffix. You don't know if it's a good string or not good string, so it's awesome. This is the Einig Yomtiv's klal. You don't have to like it, you just understand it. The Einig Yomtiv, never heard this on the end of the time. He used to give a shnishmuz before Pesach, he used to talk about it. One of the rais is talking from Psachim Daf Peches. Gemara has a din of five carbon Pesachs in the Sa'arvu Eresayim Zebezeh. You have five different carbon Pesachs and you skin them. And now all the skins are in one pile. V'nimtza yebeles be'echad mehem. And he found a mum on one of them. So the din is that kula meina nechalos. You can't eat any of them. It's in a mixture. All the skins are in one place. So the question that's dealt with is why don't you say bittul b'rayv min ha'tayr? Midrabanan is a davar chashuv, as the animals are not bottle. But here on a deraisidika level, why is it a pasul karbin min ha'tayr? The you should say bittul b'rayv. You have five carbon pesachs. One is not a carbon Pesach, it's a balmum. And four are a carbon Pesach. So the Chavis Das asks, why don't you say bittul b'rayv? That all five carbon Pesach should be good, because the one that's a balmum is bottle and the one that are not balmum. Zakte Einig Yamtif is klal. He says that bittul b'rayv can't make something into a carbon. Here you have one animal that's not a carbon Pesach, and four that are a carbon Pesach. And the one that's not a carbon Pesach is now mixed into a taruvis with four that are a carbon Pesach. Here in the taruvis, you want to give it a mila of being a carbon Pesach. You can't give a mila through bittul. Bittul can't make it. This case you're not going to argue with, right? Karm Pesach Zicha Maila, it's a status for sure. So you can't make something into a Karm Pesach through Bittul. And that's the aside, that Bittul can't shtel tzu a Maila. This is the Einigyantiv's aside.
Is the meat itself kosher?
The meat is kosher, because the Balmum is kosher, but it's going to be a problem because it's Chulun Shenishchetu Vazara. It's a non-Kaidish carbon that you thought was a carbon Pesach, you shechted in the Azar, so you're going to have other problems with it. But as far as being the idea of it, they could ask that, for being kosher, it should be kosher. For that, it should be bottle. Just for being a carbon, it shouldn't be bottle. A little confusing. But certainly, it's not a carbon, because bittul can't shtel tzu a maila. That's the Amigyantif's yisaid. Now, Bittul only takes things off, it doesn't shtel things to. Reb Chaim and Reb Shimon both compare this concept to the question of a situation where you have a heter which falls into iser. You have a case where you have treifa meat, and a miut of kosher meat falls in. So let's say you have 10 ounces of treifa meat, and 2 ounces of kosher meat fall into the mixture, fall into the pot. I don't mean that it's lach balach, that it's mixed. I mean it's separate pieces. You have 2 pieces of treifa meat, 1 piece of kosher meat. Obviously, what's the din on all 3 pieces afterwards? Obviously, you can't eat it, right? It's 2 iser and 1 heter. That's awesome. Shaila is, when heter falls into iser, does the heter become iser? Let's say a person would eat a kazayis from this mixture. You have 3 pieces of chicken. One's a treifa chicken and 2 akasha chickens. A person takes, it's not cooked together. It's not cooked together. It's yavish b'yavish, 3 pieces. A person takes a fork and he takes a piece of each of the meat, a third of a kazayis of each one, and he eats it. So what did he eat? He ate 2 kazayisim of nevela and 1 kazayis of kosher. Right? You have here in the mixture 1 kosher, 2 treif. And it fell into the taruvis. And he ate, from all 3 together, he ate a shear. Do you say that when that heter is bottled by iser, and it becomes iser? Sir Shimon compares this to the Enig Yamtiv. Reb Shimon in Simon Zayin Ois Beis, he brings it first in Ois Aleph that the Prima Gadim's clear in Yeridei. He brings it from the Prima Gadim and I think in Mishlo Melech that they clear the Shire. Zok Reb Shimon, it's Mestaver, that Bittel can only take off an Isser. When Issa falls into Heter, Bittel could take off a status, could take off an Isser. But for Bittel to shtel tzuadin, that it can't do. So if Heter falls into Isser, you can't do this. But did that Heter now get a din of Isser? Are we going to say that when you ate a kazayis of the mixture, you ate a kazayis of Isser? Do we say that one piece of Heter that's in Tarubis became Isser? No. Because you can't give something a status of Nevela through Bittel. That's giving it a din. To give it a din, that bittel, that's not bittel. Bittel is to remove a din, to make something ice. That's bittel. You mevatel something, you make it ice. But to give it a status, bittel can't give a status of something. Yeah, but the Torah, we're getting back to the same thing. When you're not removing the din shluta, because the Torah didn't say eat shluta. The parsha of eat shluta is only a result of the isser of don't eat nevela. Since there's an isser to eat nevela, there's a mitzvah to eat shluta. There's no mitzvah to eat shluta. You don't say baruch atah Hashem lekeinu machalav b'shem esatzivanu lechol basa shluta. No such bracha. When the behemah is shechted, it may well be. Till then, it's eidim v'nachai. Till then, it's a living animal. Yeah, but the status of shchuta is not what we're looking for. We don't need it. We don't need the status of shchuta. Shchita makes it always save v'nachai. But we don't care it should be shchuta. You don't care if what you eat is shchuta. You care that it should be nevela. Torah didn't tell you to worry about shchuta. Torah told you to worry about nevela.
Always has a status issue. When it's born, has a status issue.
When it's born, it has an issue of eved menachai. If you would break off a piece of meat, it would have a din of eved menachai. But that's not the nidain. The nidain here is whether it has a din shchuta. Is whether it has a din shchuta.
Every animal starts off with the cheskes in its kosher.
Every animal starts off with the cheskes in its kosher. It's true.
The iser is inherent in it. It's not something that you're giving it.
Well, yeah, chazer certainly starts that way, right? A piece of behemah tmei also starts that way. But the status that the Torah gave it, the thing the Torah told us to look at, is don't eat basa behemah tmei. Don't eat basa nevel. Don't eat even achai. It's not the point that it started that way. When I say chutim started that way, the point isn't that it started that way. The point is that stam chutim, astam chutim. The shema is a status.
When you shet, you're taking away
You're not giving it a heter. You're taking off the iser. It would save him an achai. You're making it ois chai. Now it's mace. Now even an achai falls off. Does the nevela kick in? The question of the nevela kicks in. Depends what happened to it. If it died, the nevela.
So,
could call it taking away the heter.
In which, in, by a case of bittul.
Case right now.
Yeah, call it taking away the heter.
Right.
The teretz is that you're not taking away the heter because you don't need heter to eat something. You need it, shouldn't be iser. Torah didn't say eat heter. Torah said don't eat iser. The status that the Torah gave is the iser the veil. You're not making a mitzvah when you eat heter. By carbon, you make a mitzvah when you eat carbon. That's the level that it has. And Rav Shimon seems to hold al pi svara like Dainig Yamtiv. He brings a ran in the Darim, Daf Nun Tes, that he says it beferish. As best I could figure out, the ran is saying the following, that if you plant, there are certain, most things you plant a seed, and you don't eat the seed, you eat the apple. There are some things you plant that are called ein zarei kolo. Certain things you plant, like a cabbage or a carrot. How does a carrot grow? You plant a little piece of carrot, and it becomes a big carrot. There's no carrot seed. You never hit seeds when you eat carrots, right? How do you plant a carrot? You plant a small piece of carrot under the ground, and that carrot grows into a full-size carrot. A cabbage is also, there are no cabbage seeds. You plant a piece of the heart of the cabbage, and then that grows into a full cabbage. So the Ram talks about the question of somebody plants a piece of carrot, let's say. Let's say the carrot is 1 inch long. And now it grows into a 10-inch carrot, and he harvests it. Now he has a 10-inch carrot. The carrot that he planted, he took Trumas and Maasos from. What he planted was Masukah. What grew? What's the din of the extra 9 inches of carrot that grew? So the Gemara says there, you shouldn't think that the new 9 inches are Potifa Maaser, because they grew from something that's Gemaisert. So Gemara says, no, what grew new is chayev in mice, trumas and maisers. What about now when I come to give maiser on this carrot? I have to give on the whole 10 inches or only on the new 9 inches? So the Ran says, that's totally. If the heter is bottled into the carrot, now you can't tell which is the original inch of the carrot. The way the carrot grows, it's not like you plant it and it just grows straight down. It grows in all directions. And you can't find the original piece of carrot. Well, let's say you know that of this carrot, a tenth of it is the original. So now you have to give Trumas and Maasos on the whole harvest. You have all your carrots. You have to give on the whole thing. Or you only have to give on the 90% that's new. So the Ran says you only have to give on the 90% that's new. Because, and he asks, why isn't the 10% that's old bottle? So he says, because, and his lashon is, only Isser is bottle. Isser is bottle. If you have nevela, it could be bottle. Heter is not bottle. Heter is not bottle. It's a lashon hara. Zabdra Pshimi, what does he mean, heter is not bottle? He means, are you side? Ani gantav si side. Heter is not bottle, it's heter. It's not going to become tevel. You can't give it a status of tevel. Right now, before you plant it, it's a normal, ordinary carrot that you could eat. There's no dinim on it. There's no din mesukin. It's just a mesukin. It's a normal carrot that you can eat. You want to give it a status of tevel? You want to make it have a din of tevel? Bittul doesn't give it dinim. Yehuda, I'm sorry.
No, maybe it's a din to a status.
Maybe.
Maybe it's that piece already.
That's right. It's not bottle. That means that 10% is masukin and 90% is tevel.
That already gave it
up. Yeah, the question is, if it falls into taruvis, if you hold this bittel, if I have something I already gave trumas and maasers, it falls in, it gets mixed, I should have to give now on the whole thing?
Why?
If it's bottle, you should have to give on the whole thing? Now I'm asking?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Just saying to get me off your back? Huh? That's the way it will come out.
So is tevel considered a...
It's a status, a din. The Torah created a din of tevel.
What?
Yeah, but there's an iser. Eating tevel is an iser. A person chayav misa b'dei shemayim eats tevel.
Tevel.
You have to take off. It's also true. But the Torah didn't say you have to eat mesukin dika food. You don't have to eat it. You can throw it in the garbage. You don't have to eat mesukin. So fine, so take off maisa. That's not a problem. The chiyuv to take off maisa is also a status on the tevel. It's not on the mesukin. On the 10% that's mesukin doesn't have any status. There's no dina Torah. The 99% has dina Torah. Call it it's a tevel. Call it the mitzvah to give tshuva some maisa. Either way, that's on the 90%, not on the 10%. The 10% has no status. It's just regular, ordinary good stuff, good food.
Because the
Torah
says I have to make a shema. Here, the
Mesukim
were saying it's not status because, but the
Torah
says I have to take off
Meister. The Trumas, when you separate Trumas and Meister, you're giving the status to the Truma and the Meister. I would never say Truma and Meister doesn't have a status. It has a din Torah. What's left over, it's regular food. It's regular food that's Mesukim.
That's not
cool. It doesn't even have a name. Tevel has a name. Truma has a name. Meister has a name. We don't even create a name for it. What is it? Cholin. Cholin is not a name for Mesukim. Beforehand, there was also Cholin. It's just regular food. It's not something that has dinim. The thing that has the din is the tevel. That's what the Torah gave the dinim to.
Does the
isser when isser falls into heter? It doesn't. It's not that it becomes heter. It's that the isser nevela falls off. So you don't need it to become heter. Heter is something that's memela. If it's no isser, memela it's mutter. But there's no status of heter that when I go to the store, I have to get heter. I have to make sure it's not osir. My shkiel's job is to make sure there's no issa here. Mela it's mutter. It's not the maila that the Torah commanded us to look at. The Torah didn't tell you look for heter. The Torah said, don't eat nevela. Don't eat. The Torah gave a certain achrayasin. Those achrayasin are the status. The heter is not the status. The heter is the way it is in mela. This is the other Gantusi side. This is the stretch to Heter being Batal and Isser is Reb Chaim and Reb Shimon's side. And they say that the Gantusi side would answer Tysus Kasha. The way they phrase it is Tysus doesn't hold it like the Gantus. Because the Gantusi side would answer Tysus Kasha. How so? Let's think it through clearly. Which one has the status and which one doesn't? It's a little bit of a cheshbon. Let's see. I have this animal that already walked out. This animal that walked out is a chayav ma'aser? No, it already walked out of the corral. This animal that walked out of the corral is a regular, ordinary animal. It's an animal like animals. It jumped back into the corral. If I say bittul, what do I have to do? I have to give it a chi of meiser onto this animal, which till now didn't have it. Before it jumped in, this animal did not have a chi of meiser. You want now, when it jumps back into the corral, to give it a chi of meiser. That means that through bittul, you're giving it a din. You're creating dinim. You're giving it a din, chi of meiser, because it jumped back in. You can't, through bittul, give something a new chiyuv. You can't create new chiyuvim on something through bittul. So Taisis Kasha of Levatl Beruba is not shver according to this. Because according to this, there's no bittul berayv to give something a chiyuv meiser. No such thing. Just like the Ran says in the Darim, there's no bittul to give something a din chayiv and chumas and meisers. Same thing here by Meiser Behema. Jumping in can't give it a status. You want to give it a new status that's chayiv and maaser behema? You can't do that. That would answer Tysus Kasha. So again, take off which status?
That was
min ha-menuyim. That it was min ha-menuyim. Again, when I have animals and I maaser them, what I do from before I Meiser till after is I've taken one out of the 10, given the status of Meiser, and the other 9 are Niftarim, they're Memela Potter. They walk around as animals with no din. The Torah created no din on it. I'm removing the din Torah. I'm not putting on the din Torah when I count it.
Can't be counted again. There's a din on it. You can battle that din. There's a din that it can't be counted a second time. I'm removing that din. Now it can be counted a second time. I'm going to battle that din.
It's a din that it can't be counted a second time?
There's a that it can't be counted a second time. So I'm removing that din. Now it can be counted a second time.
There's a halacha that it can't be counted. You know, I have a pen in my pocket. It has a din that I can't take Ma'aseh Behema on my pen. Is that a din in my pen? Can I take Ma'aseh Behema for my pen? No. So Torah gave it a status that my pen, I can't take Ma'aseh Behema for.
In the case with another 10 animals, if the thing dies, and you don't know how to cause it, it's a big chiddush. They don't have to be counted a second time. Another animal will be one a minute later. It's a big chiddush. I don't have to put it back.
Is that a status on the Guf HaBehema? Or it's just a regular animal? It's an animal that's masukin. According to you, you should say the same thing by Trumas and Baisers. Once I separate Trumas and Baisers, now the Torah gave it a din, I can't separate Trumas and Baisers again. You can't take a second time off the same thing. Once you took Trumas and Baisers, so you can't take Trumas and Baisers a second time. It's not Trumas, it's not Baisers. A Behemi is separate, you can't separate again. Now here it's a bigger chiddush. Here it's Menuyim practice, not just separating.
So you're moving that, but why can't you move that din?
It's not accurate to say that an animal that doesn't have dine maestris has a din that it doesn't have dine maestris. What the Torah said is take maestris from animals. From which animals? Certain gedarim of which animals. Rav Shimon points out that Tosfos obviously does not hold of this aside. And Reb Chaim himself is titled in a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in Chulin, which is why Reb Chanan brings this in Chulin, the second Chelek HaBishurim, in Chulin Ois Mem Gimel. The piece starts of Metzia Davav, but it's as a Shabbos there to Chulin. And Lamaisa, they're saying that the Einig Yantiv Sisayid is Lamaisa Machlokes Rishayim. And Reb Yes, it's Machlokes Rishayim. We have a teretz according to those with whom the Einig Yantif would be following, those Rishayim. It's a teretz like those Rishayim. What should this be told in the Einig Yantif's Yisayid? The Yisayid of the Einig Yantif, what is the question? Could Bittel give a Milo or can only take off a Chesar? If we want to be done on the Einig Yantif's Yisayid, what do we have to figure out? How would you go about figuring out if you can justify such a thing that Bittel Bereiv can only take off a chesaron and not give a mayim? What should that depend on? If I suggested such a thing to you, and we didn't know it was true, how do you go about investigating if Bittel Bereiv can only take off a chesaron to give a mayim? You have to really ask, where do we learn Bittel Bereiv from? If we figure out where we learn Bittel Bereiv from, we can try to have a klara havana in this machlaikis, and it rather works out very, very geschmack, because there's a different Reb Chaim. It's also funny, it's also Reb Chaim and a Reb Chanan, who talk about where we learn Dine Bittel Bereiv, how we learn it. And they give us 2 ways, and everything, it fits in very, very beautifully with the 2 ways, with the Yedai Negantiv, not the Negantiv. So let's just step back for a second. This Reb Chaim is in Bava Kama, Daf Chof Zayin. And the Reb Chanan is in Pesachim, Ayskuf Pei Beis. They talk about, where do we learn all Dinim of Rai from? Do you know where? The Pasuk in the Torah? Achri Ram Lahatis. Achri Ram Lahatis. Where's that Pasuk? Achiram Lahatos is talking by a Bezdin. You have a Bezdin of 3, or a Bezdin of 23, or a Bezdin of 70, or 71. Achiram Lahatos. You go Basarayv to Paskana Halacha. Any Halacha, Dine Nefashis, Dine Maminis, everything. I think Reb Chaim Grader mentions a very Geshmak Akasha. If you want to catch someone off guard, you ask him, how come when Beis Din paskins, let's say someone goes to Beis Din, has a shayla, a momentistic shayla with his friend. They go to Beis Din, they're three dayanim. Two dayanim say he's chayiv, and one says he's pater. So what's it then? He's chayiv. I ain't holding the moment achah harayv. We have a rule, but you don't go by sarayv by momen. It's rayv. Two dayanim said you're chayiv, one said you're pater. What? Bittle. Maybe you're right. But the kash is a nice kash. You catch people off guard with it, no? Ain't holding achah harayv. How can you go? All right, so he mentions, Rav Chaim mentions this kasha. Let me just go beside him. Rav Chaim says, we'll start with two dinim. We're not going to talk about bittul. Rav Chaim talks about two dinim of raif. There's one din that we've spoken about many times of halchen achar raif, which is also called the parish merubah parish. Then you go basa raif. That's one din which we've spoken about with the meat out of the store. You always go basa raif. There's another din. There's a din of rubai kakulai. What does rubai kakulai mean? It means that if the Torah said your hadasim have to be mishulashim, and you have a hadas and it's rav mishulash, so that's also called mishulash, rubai kakulai. Or if you have to shecht the simanim of an animal, and during shechita the sheichet shechts rav of a simen, then that's also good, because rubai kakulai. Rav is like the whole thing. Or you need a minion to daven, and six people davened, and four didn't daven. So that's a minion. It's also a din of rubai kakulai. That rav is kakulai. Now you have to have something there. You can't just take six people and say rubai kakulai and have rav minion. Of course not. You can't take a mikvah of 21 saw and say rubai kakulai. Rubai kakulai means that if you have an entire thing, and rav of it has a certain mitzias or a certain halacha, so that halacha goes on kulay. That's the din of rubai kakulay. Both we learn out of Beis Din. Learn both out of Beis Din. How do we learn both out of Beis Din? You have a Beis Din of three, two say chayav, one say pater. Rubai kakulay is also we learn out of Beis Din. Two say chayav, one says pater. We learn out halacha nacharav. Zokhtrap chayim, how does that work? How do you learn two separate things out of one case of a Beis Din? You have a Beis Din. Two say chayiv, one says pater, we go according to the chayiv. So either you could tell me you learn rubai kakulai, good, that's why, then don't tell me halchen acharayv. Or you could tell me halchen acharayv, then don't tell me rubai kakulai. How can you learn two things out of achiram lahatos? Where do you see two dinim in Achirav Lahadis? How do you see both are true? Maybe one is true and the other not true. So Reb Chaim is Masber, the din of Beis Din, as follows. Let's say you have a Beis Din of three that's paskening. Or a Beis Din of 23 is paskening din in the Fashas. And 15 says Chayav Misa and 8 says he's Pater B'Misa. So we kill him. How do you kill him? I need a Beis Din of Chav Gimel to say he's Chayav Misa. You don't have a Beis Din of 23 that said he's Chayav. 8 said he's Pater. Only 15 out of the 23 said he's Chayav. How do you have a Beis Din of 23 that said he's Chayav? Answer is Rubai Kakulai. Rubai Kakulai says that you do have a Beis Din of 23 said he's Chayav. Even though 8 said he's Pater, 15 said he's Chayav, or in Momentis, 2 said he's Chayav, or 1 said he's Pater, how could he be Chayav? It's only a Beis Din of 2. No, it's a Beis Din of 3. When Rav of a Beis Din paskin something, Rubai Kakulai, and we go bus, and it's considered that a Beis Din of Gimel, or a Beis Din of Chaf Gimel, paskin. That's one. They have a second question. What is the Emes Lahalacha? What's the Emes Lahalacha? Maybe the 8 are right and the 15 are wrong. Who says that they're right and who says they're right? The Torah says, Achiram Lahatois, we assume the Rav are right. That's Halchen Achar Rav. If you ask me who's the Emes Ladina, the answer is the 15 are Emes Ladina. That's Halchen Achar Rav. That's not enough. Does he still need a psak of a bezin of 23? That's Rubai Kukula. So you see the two separate dinim that we learn out. One is that we learn in the svara that in svara the emes is like the raif. And that we learn, the svara we learn from the fact that halchan acharayv, acharam lahatais. You need a psak of a complete bezdin. That's the din of Rubai Kukula.
But yeah, Rubai Kukula is no longer
You mean the 8 on this hapuch to the 15? So now it's 23. Yeah, I don't mean misa. You're right. The answer is that the primary goal is to know what the din is in a bezdin. The fact that the roiv is what we assume to be the din is the din of acharam lahatais. To know what the halacha is, that's because roiv is a bezdin paskin. Once rested bezdin paskin, it's considered that it's a psak of the whole bezdin. But to know that mitos halacha is something that's outside of bezdin. In the Grach al Hashas, this printed a Haggah from Reb Naftali, which they put into the Grach. And Reb Naftali there says that this Reb Chaim has answered a Mardechai's Kasha, that if we learn the Dinim of Raiv out of Bezdin, but a Bezdin is Kavua. We say by Kavua, Kol Kavua Kavasa Vasa, we don't say Raiv by Kavua. But he is, but the Bezdin itself is Kavua. The Bezdin is in its place. And it's Nikar B'Makayma, you have 15 Mechayvin and 8 Poitrin. So if we learn Achiram Lahatais out of a Bezdin, out of the Dayanim in a Bezdin, the Dayanim are Kavua. We say Kavua means it's in its place. In the butcher store is Kavua. Taisa says it has to be Nikar. It is Nikar. The Dayanim, they're all Kavua in Bezdin. So the Mardechai is Akasha that how can you learn out Roy from Bezdin and say, yeah, but Kavua is different, but Bezdin itself is Kavua. So Rav Naftali, no. The Dayanim are Kavua. The goof of the Dayanim are Kavua. But the Halacha, the Emes La Halacha is not Kavua. What's the Emes Adin in such a case? The Halacha, it doesn't have a Makim, not Kavua. If the question is, what's the Din, what's the Emes Ladina? There's no kavius on emes. Emes has no makom kavua. The question is, in concept, who's right? We say roiv is right and miyud is wrong. The halacha is like the roiv. The guf hadayanim is kavua, but for the guf hadayanim, we're using ruvei kakulai, which doesn't have an exception of kavua. So Zogreb Avtali with this, because we're not saying halchan acharoiv, meaning the guf on these gufei hadayanim. Because for that, there's Rubai Kukula in the Guf HaDayan. There's a question of halacha. Somebody went, and on Shabbos, he had Asra, and he cut a piece of whatever it was. He cut an apple off a tree. So Shaila, is such a person Chayav Misa? It's a question. What is the din? What is the halacha? The halacha is a Shaila everywhere. You could argue about it in the street. You could argue about it in yeshiva. You could argue about it wherever you want.
The means that there's a tzad isra and a harubis. So here I have 23 people in Paschal. 15 people said it's one way, 8 people said it's another way.
The issur is not in Bez. The chi of Misa for a person who cuts an apple off a tree, or a person who eats neveh, whatever Bez is paskening, that issur, its makim is not Bez. It's makim in the whole world. The issur is everywhere the same. It's an issur. It has no makim. We, in order to give a Misa, we need a psak of a Bez nechavkim. But the Birur HaEmes has nothing to do with the makim. There's no makim for Birur HaEmes. There's no kavua dika place.
I understand that. So the point of Kavis is that as long as there's a descending view, there's the tzadism, or the tzad hat, or whatever.
Of course, even if there's not descending view, there could be tzadim.
But
it's not a kavua. It's not shy to say kavua on something that's a concept. On guf hadayonim, you could say kavua. But not on the concept. On the guf hadayonim, we're saying rubai kukula. On the concept, we're saying halchan acharayv. Meaning, what it means is, wherever I am, if I want to know the emes, so what the Sanhedrin said so and so, that means that that's the emes. That tells me that's the truth. That paskins for me, the truth. This is Reb Chaim's two dinim, Rubei Kekulai and Hachach Arayv. Now, obviously, there's a very big difference between the two, that by Rubei Kekulai, we're adding that the miyot changes to be the part of the Rav. The eight become part of the 15. It's one bez naflav gimel. Rubei Kekulai, the eight becomes part of the 15. By Hachanach Arayv, the miyot doesn't become part of the Rav. By Hachanach Arayv, it means that I'm assuming like the Rav. Let's say the case of the butcher store that had the seven behemoths. And I bought a steak yesterday. And I'm eating it. Why am I eating it? Because I have a right to assume this steak is from the kosher animal. I'm not mahapach the iser into heter. I'm not changing the treif animal into heter. No. Hochanach Arayv means I can assume that this piece of meat is from the ones that were kosher. So Rubei Kekulai is that we change it all into one, we give it a status of one, let's say one hadas v'sholish, or we call it one minion of people, or we call it one geshachten animal. We change, when you shecht an animal and you cut raiv of the simen, the meat of simen is also geshachten. And the whole animal is geshachten. Rubei Kekulai means the whole thing has one status. Hochanach Arayv doesn't mean that. It's pashut. Hochanach Arayv doesn't mean everything is one. It just means that we assume that this is from the Rav. We assume the Rav is right. We assume like the Rav. Now, here we switch over to Rav Chanan, picks up on this Rav Chaim. Rav Chanan says, what's Bittul B'Rav? Is Bittul B'Rav Rubei Kekulai Dekadim? Or is it a Hochanach Arayv type of thing? The concept of Bittul B'Rav, you can understand one of two ways. You could understand Bittul B'Rav, that Bittul B'Rav comes from Rubei Kekulai. Bochanan says, it's like, the Gemara says, Botzek B'Sitkei Ha'areva B'Teila. It says in Pesachim that if you had a trowel and it had a crack in it, and you filled up the crack with a little bit of dough, so it's bottled to the trowel. It's not also on Pesach. It becomes part of the keli that you use the dough. It becomes part of the keli. The word bottle there, bottle means it becomes part of the dough becomes part of the keli. Now it's all a keli, right? Yes, halacha on Pesach. You could touch bittle like Rubei Bekulai. That bottle means it becomes part of the whole, just like by the hadas. The whole hadas is now kosher. Just like by Shechita, the whole animal is kosher, Rubei Kekulai. You can learn Bittul, that when Treifus falls into kosher, it's bottle, and it becomes the other thing, it changes over to the other thing. Or, you could learn Bittul, not that it changes. You could learn Bittul like Hochanach Arayv. That Bittul works, just like Hochanach Arayv, you ignore the miyot, and you say what you have is the Rav. Bittul B'Rav is the same thing. It's a chiddush. That even though you have three pieces of chicken here, one is treif and two are kosher, you have a right to eat on the assumption that whatever you eat is the kosher one. So there are two ways to look at Bittul B'Rav. You could look at Bittul B'Rav that Bittul B'Rav is nishapech. Or that Bittul B'Rav, no, you could just, it's like Hochanach Arayv.
You see, if you throw away a piece of meat.
He doesn't say, but it'll be a nafkamina. The machloek is the Rush and the Rash, but from yesterday. The Rush says he can eat all three at once. The Rush clearly holds that it's like Rubei Kekulai, and it becomes all a hector. The Rashba, on the other hand, holds that you can't eat all three at once. Now, if you hold that's exerid rabban, it's a bazundar chesh. But if you hold that's a din Torah, that you can't eat all three, like the Gra explains the Rashba, you can't eat all three at once, he holds it's not nishapach. He holds that two are one way and one is the other way.
The word bittul sounds like rubei kekulai. It's something that you can nullify. It sounds like you're changing something, not
Okay, I've long ago given up on arguing with people because arguing with Gedolim because I would teach it a certain way. So it's hard to hard to say. But the simultaneously all three, but it's not true. It's just not, the words don't make sense. How can I say all three are from the Rav? It's not physically possible. You can't say a physical impossibility if you're just hanging it on something.
Because the Torah gave you right.
On all three? Mechatesi, the Torah gave us a Torah. Mechatesi, you said the Torah gave us a Torah. Zot Rebel Chanan. What we're talking about is also totally in this. But where are the only Yantiv's you said? The only Yantiv's you said is a question of whether. Let's take the case Rabbi Chanan is talking about. If Heta falls into Isser, so now we had the Shaila, is the Heta Mashlim the Shear of the Isser? Does the Heter now become part of the Isser? Does it Mashlim the Shear? If you hold that Bittul Barayiv is a din, that it's Nishapech, so obviously Heter into Isser, it's Nishapech. A chut of tzitzis shalai lishma is nishapach into a chut of tzitzis that's lishma. If it's nishapach, if it changes it, like Rubei Kekulai, so it could give it a status, it could give it a din. However, if you hold it's a din of holchin achar harayv, holchin achar harayv doesn't change anything. It's not mahapach something. It doesn't change anything. The Einigyantim Sisayit, that you can't shtel tzu a din, makes sense if you learn Bittul Barayiv is not mahapach something. It's not a koyach to be mahapach. The thing remains what it was. It's a din of Bittul that we ignore a certain chesar. That's a din of Bittul. We ignore the fact that the mir of the dayanim said he's not chayim. It's something that we ignore. If you ignore, then there's a mokim. It doesn't mean the Ein Yantif is mukhruch. But then the Ein Yantif makes sense. You could be mechalik. That Bittul is that you can ignore a status, you can ignore something, you can ignore the veil, but you can't give tzu. For where do you learn that you can give tzu?
Yeah, but isn't Holchan Acharon an assumption that I can assume that the one that I take to my head now is the Heter one?
Right.
That's the case, so let's let the piece of tzitzis fall in.
Yes. Well, you have to be in the Shmishin of the night. He has to be Kodesh. If Kozman is Kavoy, he's still going
to
have a problem.
It has to be what?
It's going to...
No,
you mean in Bittul?
There's no
kavua in the Bittul.
So if that's the case, I pick one up. I say this one's the rope. So I don't care. So this one has the shema. I pick another one up. This one has the shema. It's not an issue of putting on anything. In fact, I would say it's the opposite. If you can go and say you have to nullify it, it has to turn into the other thing. So what could turn into what?
What you're saying can't be true, because what you're saying is you don't need any Bittul. Who needs Bittul? Just say, Alfan Acharayv. According to you, I never need Bittul.
No,
the chicken also, I can pick out the chicken.
Does. We don't look at it. What does that mean, we don't look at it? It means we always assume that the one I'm holding on to is the right. So if that's the case, so then every time I pick something up, I don't have to go and put anything onto the...
I'm just telling you, I'm not sure how to answer your question, but it can't be, because what you're saying, it would be the same thing by Taruvus of Yavish B'Yavish. A piece of tray for chicken, kosher chicken fell. Who needs Bittul? I'll pick up one piece of chicken, say, Halchan Acharayv. Okay, I'll argue. I will argue about it later. I'm not going to finish this argument in a minute, so we have to argue later. Just one mila that we have with this, which I think Rav Shimon says, Taif Devar, it's later. Yesterday, I asked the Kasha, why Taisis mixes in Kavua here? Kavua has nothing to do with Bittul Barayiv. Kavua has nothing to do with Bittul Barayiv. What has it got to do? I said I only found the Kasha in a Haintag. I found Rav Shimon does ask the Kasha in Siman Zion. What's it doing here in Tosis? I think what he answers is in line with what we're saying. If Bittul Barayiv is learned from Halchan Achar Harayiv, if you learn Bittul Barayiv from Halchan Achar Harayiv, it's all one din with two applications. So Tosis is saying, this gufa. Why by Bittul Barayiv don't we say Kavua? If we learn from halacha nacharay, so why don't we say kavua? So this is saying a reason why we never say a bittul barayv, because by bittul it's not nigger. So he's explaining why bittul barayv is different. What's the have mean it should be the same? Because bittul you learn from dinei halacha nacharay. Okay, this is, as I say, the aseidus of bittul barayv halacha nacharay. I'll just end with it's really a riddle. There's a shailand in the Tziv, which in the beginning he thought is Toilah and Desayna Gyantiv. And he's done, and the Netziv has a tshuva sefer, Meshev Davar. He had a shaila, there was a sefer Torah. The askaris in the sefer Torah have to be written l'shma. Hashem's name has to be written l'shma, everyone. And it passes, it's not written l'shem, Shem Kedusha. In this sefer Torah, for whatever reason they knew, there was one Shem that was written shalai l'shma. But they didn't know which one it was. So you have a Sefer Torah. It's got, I don't know how many Shemas are in a Sefer Torah, maybe the 3,000 the Shem Hashems. And one of the 3,000 is Shalai Lishma, and the rest of them are Lishma. So the Hashkafa Rishayna was to say that this is Taloi in the Yanni Yantiv. We don't know which Shem is the Shem that's Lishma, which was Shalai Lishma. So if you hold that through Bittul you can give it a status of Lishma, so then the Shem has a Shema has a status of Lishma, and the Sefer Torah is Kasha. If you hold that Bittul can't give it a din of Lishma, then it's still possible. It's still possible Sefer Torah. So the Netziv goes into the Shaila of Dainig Yantif, whether Dainig Yantif is right or wrong, he has a Kasha on Dainig Yantif. That's how he goes. Then he says that this is different. Why is this different?
Because the Sefer Torah doesn't follow Roy. The person's not allowed to say, I'm only going to have Roy like this.
Why is it different? Oh, so that's what he writes at the end. He writes at the end of this of the tshuva, after he goes into the Yantiv, he writes, this case is different. Because this Sefer Torah, for Sefer Torah to be kosher, it needs all of them should be Lishma. You're not done on each Shem Hashem separately. Who cares if this Shem is Lishma? For Sefer Torah be kosher, you need all of them to be kosher. Since you need all of them to be kosher, this is a Vaday Pasul Sefer Torah. It's not a Safik. This is Pasul, because no Lishma on one Shem matters. So that's why he says what? Assuming a bittul could add a lishma, only in a case where each shem has a din that it needs to be a lishma. When you have a sefer Torah that it needs that the whole sefer Torah should be a lishma, then you need every shem should be a lishma. Okay, we'll leave ourselves room to argue about it, but okay.